Red-handed, China used Trudeau Dad's Motorcycle Diaries knockoff to promote Justin's career. By Francis Martel on February 21, 2022. A Chinese regime-linked company published a reissue of the communist propaganda travelogue by Pierre Trudeau shortly before his son, current Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, launched his career in politics. Peter Schweitzer details in his new book Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Pierre Trudeau, himself prime minister decades before his son, was a longtime supporter of communism and met with mass murderer Mao Zedong personally during the visit that would lead to him penning his book, Two Innocents in Red China, alongside colleague Jacques Hébert following travel in 1960. The tenures of both Trudeaus at the helm of the Canadian government, Schweitzer meticulously documents, are marred with extensive business dealings with companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party. The incumbent Trudeau has faced several scandals involving allegations of illicit lobbying and insufficient action in the face of a litany of Chinese human rights abuses, including against Canadian citizens. Obviously, my family has historical ties with China, Justin Trudeau affirmed in 2012, red-handed details, as he promoted further linking his country's economy to China. Long before Justin Trudeau became prime minister, however, he joined the Liberal Party Youth Task Force in 2006. Shortly before that, the Chinese government, through the Shanghai People's Publishing House, published a Chinese written language edition of Two Innocents in Red China. The book intends to tell the story of two young men using travel and adventure to discover the glories of communism, in the style of communist killer Ernesto Che Guevara's Motorcycle Diaries. The film version of the Motorcycle Diaries became a Hollywood hit about 2 years before China republished Two Innocents in Red China. This travelogue of his visit to China is filled with naivete and revolutionary sloganeering, Schweitzer writes in Red-Handed. Trudeau and Hébert posed for pictures with the members of Young Pioneers, the Communist Party youth group rich in indoctrination, and proclaimed, "It is these red-scarfed kids who in 20 years will be the new men of a country which at that time will have a billion inhabitants." The book effusively praises Mao Zedong, responsible for at least 50 million deaths. Indeed, the experience of that superb strategist, Mao Zedong, might lead us to conclude that in a vast and heterogeneous country, the possibility of establishing socialist strongholds in certain regions is the very best thing, Trudeau and Hébert hoped. Schweitzer notes that the book was written amid the Great Leap Forward, a communist campaign believed to be responsible for the vast majority of Mao's body count. Beijing authorities were no doubt thrilled with Trudeau's account of Maoist China. On the eve of his son Justin's rise into national politics, a Chinese government-controlled publishing house released a Chinese-language version of the book, Schweitzer writes. The book was launched at a lavish press conference in Shanghai with co-author Jacques Hébert and Alexander Trudeau, Justin's younger brother, fielding questions from 50 Chinese journalists. Alexander Trudeau has since become an official Chinese government propagandist, releasing a book copying his father's style in 2016. The government's role in promoting the Trudeau family as Justin's career launched became the subject of controversy in China after another Chinese publisher, Yilin Press, published The Legend Continues, an alleged memoir by Justin Trudeau, following his rise to prime minister. Curiously, some of Trudeau's national security aides were not even aware that the rights to his memoir had been sold to Beijing, not ending out until 2021, after being contacted by the media, Schweitzer documents. "I think what gets me is that this is all being sponsored by the propaganda department," said Richard McFadden, a former Trudeau advisor who also served as the head of the Canadian Intelligence Service. Trudeau's aides would later explain that all profits from the book were going to the Red Cross. But the Globe and Mail newspaper could not confirm that claim with either the publisher or the Red Cross. Trudeau has recently faced global criticism for his invocation of the Emergency Act, a never-before-used law to subdue terrorism and violent uprisings against the peaceful Freedom Convoy movement, which is demanding an end to all coronavirus-related civil rights abuses by the Canadian state. Amid his call for police to violently vacate the protests in the national capital, Ottawa, video resurfaced of a pre-Prime Minister Trudeau praising China's authoritarianism. "There's a level of admiration I actually have for China," Trudeau said during a town hall in 2013. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and saying we need to go greenest fastest. We need to start, you know, investing in solar. Red-handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Published by HarperCollins is now available.